I am Roly Lee, and we're in Le Café Anglais, which is my restaurant here high up above Queensway in Bayswater / Notting Hill.
So, if anybody doesn't know about your past and your history, give us a quick précis of how Roly Lee has ended up here at Le Café Anglais.
Well, I'll miss out the rude bits, but I've been cooking now professionally for about 30 years. I used to work in the distant past for the Roux brothers, and then was the chef at Kensington Place, which is one of the first big brasserie-style English restaurants back down in Notting Hill. And I was there for 19 long years and had enjoyed it immensely and built up quite a big sort of following in West London. And then 4 years ago, I thought it was time to move on and do something new, and I ended up doing this place, which is even bigger than that, and a bit more luxurious, I think, than Kensington Place, and a slightly different style.
So was Kensington Place one of the first kind of London real neighbourhood restaurants?
I don't know if it was a neighbourhood. It's partly neighbourhood, but we were sort of had a, you know, big sort of reputation. We, you know, a lot of people had come from the country or from, you know, from abroad. We were a landmark in a way, because I always wanted, you know, coming from the Roux brothers, you know, and a sort of fine dining background, I wanted to demystify that and just do really nice food in a much more informal setting. And I think we were one of the sort of pathfinders doing that, and hugely successful, certainly in the first 10 years.
So you said that you worked there for 19 years. How hard was it to keep your motivation and your freshness after 19 years in the same restaurant?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I never had any trouble. You obviously have a natural pride in what you do. And I enjoyed it hugely socially. And I don't mean that in a bad way or a snobbish way. I just enjoyed the interaction with the customers. And I think that sort of drives you on, and your own pride. And when you're running a big restaurant, you're not really doing the cooking yourself. You're teaching other people, and it's mentoring them, and they keep you fresh. They bring in new ideas themselves, and I've always found that very rewarding, and that drives you on, really. And, you know, they're your conscience to a degree.
So we fast forward to, when was it, 2007, 2008?
2006. At the end of 2006, I left Kensington Place and opened this 9 months later, which is pretty good going, actually.
So tell me about the process of finding the space and setting it up, and then deciding what to put on the menu for the first week.
Okay, well, the space found me in a way, is that the guys here were trying to remodel Whiteley's, and they were looking for somebody, and they knew, I think, that I was looking for something. I've always been looking for big sites, and they're pretty hard to come by, and this was, you know, this is 7,000 square feet, and it used to be a McDonald's. We completely stripped it out, but I knew that there was a diamond of a site in here, and when we stripped out all the rubbish from McDonald's and got back to the basics and the full height, you know, you could see that it was an absolute gem of a room. And we've done our very best with the architects to bring it back to its former glory and exploit the light from the windows. And we deliberately set out to do a very luxurious deco theme, which is the original Whiteley's design, but with a modern sort of style to it. We've used very fine veneers and marbles and leathers and steel and so on, and I think we've done a pretty good job. As far as the menu is concerned, the only way I can think of writing a menu is the same way as my friend Simon Hopkinson, and we just put on the stuff that we want to eat. And I always wanted to do this sort of hors d'oeuvres menu where, you know, you have a lot of little plates on the table and people help themselves, and they prove very popular. A lot of people have those, and then, you know, choose a very simple main course after it. We've got these two huge rotisseries which sort of dominate the kitchen, which everybody can see. We're cooking, you know, legs of lamb and chickens and game birds in the season and hunts of beef. We, you know, I do have a fairly pared down, very simple, straightforward style of cooking. I believe in refinement, but I don't believe in mucking the food about. And that's broadly what the menu's about.
So you said that after working at Kensington Place for 19 years, you weren't doing a lot of cooking. Now you've got Le Café Anglais. Are you doing much more cooking? You're much more hands-on. How does it work?
I've always been hands-on, but it's more about It's, I think, the easiest, if it doesn't sound too